Welcome to Hope Is Here, bringing hope to those struggling with life's difficult situations.
Welcome to Hope Is Here. My name is Greg Horn. It is Food for Thought Friday, and so glad that you're with us. Love to encourage you after maybe a long week of doing life. Just want to help give you some spiritual hope, help fill your spiritual tank, and hopefully help you go from maybe being discouraged, maybe even hopeless, but to say, you know what, I am hopeful. So I want to fill your cup with hope today on Food for Thought Friday. And C.S. Lewis, read so many great books, says, there are two kinds of people, those who say to God, thy will be done, and those to whom God says, all right then, have it your way. And I don't know what it is today. Maybe there's something in your life that you're just really trying to press through to make happen. And if you're honest, you know that God's like, you know, that's really not what I have for you. And it's hard because you feel like it'd be a good thing. But there's also a little check in your spirit that you're like, you know, it's just not now. It may not be no or, you know, never it happened, but just not now in this season. And I don't know what that is, but I know as I shared it, there's something that God just kind of tapped in your heart and mind, like, you know, I'm talking about this area of your life. So quit trying to say it's thy will be done and that you're trying to say, no, my will be done. You're trying to make it happen and force it. And our world says, oh, yeah, just make it happen and keep grinding. And sometimes we got to do that, friends. A former college basketball coach at Western Kentucky University and worked for Ralph Willard, who was a best friend of Rick Pitino and a former assistant with him with the New York Knicks and at the University of Kentucky. So I know all about grinding and pressing through pain. And a lot of times we have to do that. But there's also times, some things that we just keep trying to force. And God's just like, you know, that's not what I have for you right now. So whoever's listening today, I know you needed to hear that. And I pray that you'll be obedient to what God's trying to say to you there. You know, there's two mistakes that I think that we make sometimes in life. And simply one is worrying about what other people think about you. And I confess, that's one that I struggle with. Worrying about what other people think about you. And then secondly, believing that other people think about you in the first place. Oh, my goodness. You know, I remember when I went through my second divorce, and I was just so just devastated by it, and it was not my desire, and just could not believe it didn't, the marriage didn't work out. And I remember that, you know, I would show up. I kept my job. I was so thankful for Northeast Christian Church, their leadership. They knew I'd done everything I could, but yet I just thought, you know, there's no way I'll keep my job. I'm you know, now a twice divorced pastor, and first one that led me to ministry. A lot of you know my testimony from the business world that after the flood, bankruptcy and divorce. But I thought, even though I know that I did everything I could, still, you know, this, I won't get that kind of grace. And I did. And I'll be forever grateful when that happened back in 2010, that God just, that they stepped up and they showed me grace and love and compassion. And I'm so thankful for that. But yeah, I would cry myself. They gave me a couple weeks off. I had some vacation time that I hadn't used. And then they also gave me a week just to have some time for healing. And it was such a blessing. But then I came back, and even though my heart was really hurting, and the girls that we had foster parented went back to their biological parents. Man, my heart was just heavy. And so often on Sunday mornings, I literally would cry on my way to church. And but then I got there and I said, all right, God, you and I know that I can do all things through Christ who gives me strength. Philippians chapter 4, verse 13. And I would say Psalm 28, 7, the Lord is my strength and my shield. My heart trusts in you, Lord, and I am helped. And so I'd wipe the tears from my eyes. I'd go in, and you know, I usually got there for anybody else did. Maybe one or other two people on staff might also be there, but nobody else. And I'd go to the bathroom, put some cold water on my eyes and face, and then say, all right, let's go to work. Let's do ministry. And yet I felt like everybody knew, and there wasn't like a big announcement made at the church or anything, and I'm thankful for that. But I'll never forget, about a year later, one Sunday morning, I'm going around, and I'm shaking hands. And somebody comes up to me and just says, I am so sorry, Greg. And I looked at him, and I knew this person decently. It was, you know, she's a really sweet lady, her and her husband, and I knew them, you know, decently. And so they were faithful attenders. And I said, well, I appreciate it, but to be honest with you, I guess you could tell by looking at my face that I didn't know what she was talking about. So I just hummed myself and I said, I'm sorry. I'm not totally sure about what you're saying. So please help me and forgive me. And she just, with this sad, sad look on her face, said, I'm so sorry. I just found out about your divorce last year. I knew that I hadn't seen, you know, who at the time was my wife, I'll protect that name, but I hadn't seen her for a while, but I just thought, you know, maybe just sitting in a different place, it was a big sanctuary, or maybe she's volunteering in another ministry area. And I said, yeah, no, I appreciate it. Yeah, it really broke my heart that happened too, and I appreciate it, but thank you. God's been good. This church has been good. She said, well, I just want to let you know that me and my husband will be praying for you. If there's anything we can do to help, let us know. So I tell you that long story is that it just really, I really mean this, it just screamed to me that day when I was driving home after church, which was my job, that, you know, so many times you think everybody knows when you're going through a painful season or, you know, something's happening in your life or, you know, maybe, you know, you've even done something unwise in this situation. That wasn't my case, but it was a painful time, a painful thing. And yet, I just felt like everybody knew. And yet, here's a person that faithfully attended that church, you know, 2 to 3 times a month. And yet, they didn't know. And so I say that to you today, that maybe that's where you're at today, that you feel like everybody knows and you just want to stay inside and kind of hide yourself. And, you know, really the fact of the matter is that people just, they're not as caught up in it as you think. They truly, truly aren't. And so I want to encourage you to just do what Dale Robinson, we had him a guest a couple years ago, Wandell Robinson, the outstanding UK player. It's his dad, but Dale had an unbelievable testimony of getting involved selling drugs and making a lot of money, but then got incarcerated for 3 or 4 years. But when he got out, he was a changed man, wanted to honor God, and started his own workout programs, and eventually led to getting his own gym. And now he's opened a second gym, I think about ready to open possibly a third one, Frankfurt, I think Georgetown, and maybe now one coming to Lexington, if I'm not mistaken. But he is a really motivational guy, and I love this quote that he had recently. Stop cheating on your future with your past. It's over. Learn to move on. Stop cheating on your future with your past. It's over. Learn to move on. And I confess that to you, that, you know, it took me a long time to move on after that unexpected second divorce, and that, you know, just God, why did you allow that to happen? And just didn't understand it. And I let it just, in all honesty, I just kind of went through the motion for several years. And yet I'm so thankful that God's redeemed that. But yet sometimes the enemy will try to go back and say, you know, you could have done this or been this, blah, 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 if that hadn't happened to you. And it did. There were doors. There were people who contact me sometimes for interviews and about good positions. And I didn't apply. They contacted me. But then when they find out about that, I had somebody, the second divorce, they canceled the meeting after they asked for it and knew and heard really good things about my ministry work after I got out of ministry for a season just to kind of do some healing and was bivocational, just pastoring at a small church for a while. And so, man, I've been penalized for not a decision that I wanted. And yet, you know what? God is good. He restores what the locust have eaten. And so I want to encourage you, like what Dale Robbins says, to stop cheating on your future with your past. It's over. Learn to move on. Psalm 121. Man, I love the psalm. Sometimes maybe you're just going through a tough, tough season, a challenging season. And I love Psalm 121 verses 1 and 2. I will lift up my eyes to the hills. From where comes my help? My help comes from the Lord who made the heaven and earth. Friends, be reminded today, that's where our help comes from. Yes, God allows other people and things sometimes to do that, but the ultimate source of help and love and of hope is God himself and Jesus Christ. You know, I want to give you some wisdom. Pastor Mike Foster, like following him on social media, and he recently posted something that I thought, you know, that's some really, really good wisdom. I got to use that on Food for Thought Friday on Hope is Here. He said, you know, how to hold space for a friend. And he shared seven simple things, but man, sometimes I'm guilty and I don't apply these well. If you want to be a good friend and hold space for a friend, number one, sit with them in non-judgment. Two, resist the urge to fix it. You know, sometimes we just want somebody to listen to us. And as a guy and a type A personality and been fortunate to be in a lot of leadership positions, from coaching to being a business owner to being a lead pastor, executive director of a nonprofit, yet sometimes God just says, Greg, just listen. You don't have to answer. Now, if they ask your opinion, that's different, you know. And if you prayerfully, you know, and have peace about it, it's okay to share. But I'll never forget one time I asked my dad to pray about a situation, about a job opportunity, and asked him to pray. He said he would. So I came back about a week later, and I said, Dad, you know, I'm praying about this situation. I wanted to know if God gave me anything about it. And he said, well, son, actually did, but don't know if you're going to like my answer. I was like, really? It's like, well, help me out here. What do you mean? He said, well, he said, I think just you and God got to figure this one out. You and the Holy Spirit. Just seek him. The Bible says, seek the Lord with, you know, all your heart. Lean not on your own understanding, but in all your ways acknowledge God. He will direct your paths. He'll make them straight. Proverbs chapter 3, verses 5 and 6. And so he said, I hope you're not offended, but that's just what I felt like the Lord gave me as I did pray for you over the past week. And I knew that my dad loved me, and I didn't take that as rejection. I mean, yep, it was disappointing, but not hurtful at all, because I knew he loved me, and I just said, I got to trust that. Well, guess what? About a week later, my dad died, and totally unexpectedly. And, you know, I really later down the road just thought, you know what? God was already preparing me for this moment that I got to start making decisions on my own, because my father had a lot of earthly wisdom and a lot of biblical wisdom. And so I'm thankful that God was already in his infinite wisdom preparing me for that time that my dad was soon getting ready to go to heaven, to go home, and that I'd have to make decisions just me and God and not involve my earthly father. A third thing on how to hold space for a friend, offer unconditional support. Man, don't we love that when somebody just offers us unconditional support? Number four, practice deep and active listening. We've talked about this week on Hope is Here about being a good listener and also that God listens to us. Number five, allow your friend to feel all the emotions. It's okay, friend. Just let them go on a rant. You know, if they need to, you know, use some bad words, just if it's a safe place, let them. It comes a habit. Yeah, you can address that, but just let them release the pain. Number six, let them work out their own process. You know, sometimes that's hard for people like me. We want to fix things. And last but not least, how to hold space for a friend, give empathy, love in your heart. Just, you know, best thing I heard Wayne Smith say one time, just said to me, he said, I want you to know, because you hurt, I hurt. And sometimes when we don't know what to say, that's what I've learned to say now. Got that wisdom over 30 years ago from Wayne Smith, the founding pastor of Southland Christian. Sometimes the best thing just to simply say when you don't know what to say is just, I want you to know, friend, because you hurt, I hurt. We're out of time, but I hope you were blessed by today's program. I hope you have a wonderful weekend. And remember that there's always hope because of Jesus. I'm Greg Horn, and this is Hope is Here.
Thank you for listening to Hope is Here podcast. To listen to one of our previous programs or to make a tax-deductible donation, please go to our website, hopeishere.today. That's hopeishere.today. Are you over 55 looking to increase your strength, endurance, balance, coordination, and more? Fitness for folks over 55 should be more than just stretching and mild workouts. Stronger Life, fitness for people over 55, helps folks do the things that they want and need to do, from lifting heavy packages, grandchildren, and pets, to hiking the Inca Trail. Created by doctors of physical therapy and led by Stronger Life certified coaches, group classes are not only effective, but safe. A Stronger Life is a better life. Located in Lexington. For more information, visit us online at StrongerLifeHQ.com.